You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, broadcasting live from the dog park behind Joey's Pet Outfitters on Grand River, just west of downtown Williamston. And Rick, we have with us as our guest in this segment, Lisa Wallace, who is the president of Animal Placement Bureau. And Animal Placement Bureau is going to be here at Joey's as part of Customer Appreciation Day and talking to lots of people about lots of great animals that are available for adoption. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here. Lisa, overall, as you look out at this beautiful expanse and see all the dogs playing, it's got to warm your heart to see animals having such a good time.
It does. It looks like so much fun, and they're swimming and bouncing and all kinds of great stuff going on.
Yeah, that's the great things. When you get dogs together and they're in a good setting and they behave well, they can absolutely be a pleasure to watch. But unfortunately, sometimes it's hard, and animals don't have a great family, and that's where you guys come in. Why don't you explain to our listeners exactly what Animal Placement Bureau does?
Animal Placement Bureau doesn't have a facility. We're a volunteer network of foster homes. All of our dogs come from shelters, people that can't keep them. We do a little bit of puppy mill rescue, but they're all living in somebody's home as a member of their family. They're not living in kennels. What this does is it gives us an opportunity to work on basic training, house manners, and really get to know the dog so we know what the best home and the best fit for that particular dog is.
Is it difficult to find homes for these folks? How do individuals know to come to you?
We do a lot of work on the internet. Our website is apbpets.com for Animal Placement Bureau Pets. We're also on Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet. We also do various adoption events around the Lansing area. We actually do a fair amount of adoptions to the Metro Detroit area.
Okay. And then what are you planning in the next near to kind of let people know that good things are happening with the animals that you do have? Do you have any kind of recruitment in the local area for individuals that might want to get involved?
Absolutely. We are always open to volunteers, anything from coming out and helping at our pet parades, walking dogs, just explaining to people about APB, helping them find an application, all the way up to fostering a dog within your home.
Interesting. And Lisa, in terms of the types of dogs that you have, I assume that there are all different ages, all different types of breeds. Some of them are mixed breeds. I mean, explain exactly what it is that defines the different animals that are available for adoption.
Animal Placement Bureau is really nice because we're an all-breed rescue. If there's a foster spot and somebody willing, we'll take anything. So
right.
We have purebred, mixed bred, anything from about 5 pounds up to 105 pounds.
Wow. So,
seniors, adults.
And how, when somebody comes to you, how do you actually screen to make sure that you spend a bit of time, unlike any other rescue that I've interviewed, you really have an opportunity with these fosterers to really learn a bit about the dogs. How do you learn more about the people that want to adopt them? What process do they go through?
They go through a fairly extensive application that includes an interview section. We're not critiquing anybody. We're not saying, No, we don't like your house, we don't like your setup. What we're looking for is the best match for you.
And you're able to describe to the people the type of environment this dog is best going to be fit.
Right.
And then they, as thinking adults and somebody being a responsible pet owner, can kind of make those decisions for themselves, correct?
Exactly. And we run into a lot of frustration from people that may run into a group that absolutely will not adopt a dog to you if you don't have a fence. We consider that 100% on the need of that individual dog.
Right.
Some dogs need it, some dogs don't. Some dogs are fine with kids and some dogs aren't.
And
we're looking for the best possible match for everybody.
I'm sure that's one of the special things about having foster parents. The foster parents, are there a lot of people that have done this for a lot of years? Do people tend to foster them up a bit and then have their own dogs and from the fostering process and then not bring them in, or do you tend to get a lot of recruitment of new fosters?
Tends to be about a pretty good mix. We do have people that come in foster and adopt themselves out of fostering. We do also have a lot of people who've been fostering as long as I've been doing it, which is 11 years or more.
And do you have to be careful which dog coming in goes to what fostering as far as their level of ability, or does it go that far?
We do some screening of our fosters too. They're all assigned to a board member, so they've got somebody to work with and give them a little hand holding. But we try and make sure, you know, maybe somebody without a lot of experience doesn't get a real high energy, high maintenance kind of dog.
And you may have mentioned this, but how long has the Animal Placement Bureau been around?
Over 30 years.
Wow.
We actually began as Animal Protection League, I believe it was 32 years ago, doing dogs, cats, and horses.
Wow. So events like this, there's been this migration of understanding as far as dog and dog behaviors and what we should be as dog owners. A day like this at the park, this dog park, must be a very good day for you.
Oh, it is fabulous.
And how long have you been with the Animal Placement Bureau?
I have been with the Animal Placement Bureau just over 11 years.
Wow. So you can certainly appreciate it, and you've probably seen a lot of change over the years.
Yes, a lot of change. But we're seeing a lot more people that are interested in getting their best match and doing training and a lot more interacting with the dogs than I would have seen maybe even 15 years ago.
Wow, we're broadcasting live from Joey's Pet Outfitters during the grand opening of the dog park, and we're talking this morning with Lisa Wallace, the president of the Animal Placement Bureau. Lisa, what is it that you all are going to be doing specifically today as part of Joey's Customer Appreciation Day?
Today we're just out here with a few of our dogs and a few of our volunteers. We've got our scrapbook of available dogs because we have about 75 to 90 dogs in the program at any one point in time, so obviously we can't bring them all.
Right.
Let people know about APB, let them take a look, and let them know we're out there.
Fantastic. So if you want to come out, not just and play with your dog, but also meet some other dogs, then you can come out today. You can also get a chance to spin the prize wheel and win some great free prizes, whether it's the Panera Bread or Bigby Coffee or Celebration Cinema, and you can play with your dog, and boy, what a great catch of the Frisbee that was. As I'm watching all of these dogs running around having a field day. Lisa, when it comes to doing this, what inspired you to get involved with fostering dogs? Because sometimes it can be very trying because you get attached to the animals. I know the only dog that we ever tried fostering is now running around in that dog park because he's now my dog. And so it gets a little bit hard sometimes to separate. How did you learn to do it and what brought you into doing it?
What brought me into do it is that my kids were growing older and I was looking for something to do, and the need was just overwhelming when I started looking out there. And a lot of times when you're fostering, you do end up keeping them, but a lot of times the dog that you may bring in to foster is not the perfect fit for your house, and that's okay, because if they're not the perfect fit for you, that's more information you have to help them find the home that is the perfect fit for them.
Right. Well, and that's why you need to come out today to Joey's Pet Outfitters and talk to the folks from Animal Placement Bureau. We've been talking this morning with Lisa Wallace, who is the president of Animal Placement Bureau, and she's here as part of the Customer Appreciation Days at Joey's Pet Outfitters on Grand River, just west of downtown Williamstown. Lisa, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And we're back here talking with Derek Druschel, who is the owner of Joey's Pet Outfitters. Derek, we don't have a lot of time left with the show this morning, but boy, I've had such a good time watching these dogs out there. I'm just having a great time, and I'm sure you are as well.
No. I'm just here to entertain you, Lee. No, I just want you to have a good time.
Well, I appreciate that.
What do we have going on inside?
20% off everything in the store today only. There's also a sidewalk sale, 50 to 70% off out front. Got a few door prizes we're handing out. Get a lot of free trial bags as you can get. Got a couple demo folks talking about our products. Really a lot of stuff going on. You can learn about a lot of things you might not be able to learn about on a normal day because we have the manufacturers reps themselves. Sometimes there's a question we can't answer that they can. I'd love to say that we know everything, but, you know, so you get a lot of opportunity to check out a lot of new stuff, too.
I can't think of a better place for you to explore. If you have a dog, come out to Joey's. There's nothing like this. It's definitely the most ambitious presentation of just dog and dog paraphernalia you're going to find in
cat
the Lansing
too.
Area. You won't forget about the cats.
I'll
tell you what, today is about the dogs when you see them out there. We don't have any cats out in the dog park today. So,
Cat folks shopping inside, though.
Again, 20% off store-wide, that's incredible.
I think one of the big things we did, too, is we brought in at least 5 to 7 brand new lines of different vendors, different products that we never had before, just for this, just to unveil here and have fun with. So new toy lines, new ice cream treats, actually yogurt treat. A couple of them are USDA certified organic. A nice freezer treat that you can cool your dog down with. So a lot of new stuff. So
if you don't think of Williamson as your neighborhood dog store, think again. You may be 5 or 10 miles away. You might be 30 miles away. You might even be 50 miles away. And trust me, it's your neighborhood dog store, because nobody does it like Joey's. So when you get a chance to come on out, you really got to come out to Joey's. It's a fantastic place.
Well, and Rick, the thing that I've got to say about this is Derek has always said that it's worth the trip to come out and see them to get stuff for your dog. But now it's really worth the trip because you bring your dog, you bring them out to the dog park, you let them run around and play forever. And bottom line is, when you drive home, they'll be sleeping on the seat next to you because they'll be so tired out, and they will have had a great day trip. And that's a good experience for the whole family. So Derek, you've really hats off to you. You've done a great job back here.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, I mean, a tired dog is the best, and we always know how much fun it is to exercise our dogs and how easy it is to come home with them when they've been run to death. So we love it.
Well, and again, you're following a theory similar to Rick Pruce that he's always followed. His family enjoyed certain things, and he thought, why not share what my family enjoys with the public?
Precisely.
And see if they enjoy it as well. And being out here talking yesterday to your mom and today to your dad, I know that, as you've said, they absolutely love letting Joey run around back here and have a great time, and figured if Joey loves it, then everybody will love it. And that's a big part of how your whole business has evolved.
I should correct him when saying Joey pretty much just walks around here, but he doesn't really run around. But you're exactly right. It's about, for us, I mean, owning a dog is not about just dropping a rawhide in front of them and hanging out with them once in a while. It's a complete way of life to let them run, let them play, and play with them and interact with them and let them meet other dogs and people. So, and swim.
Right.
Lots of swimming.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the best part of it, and plus having all the different environments. Some dogs like to, I'm seeing them hop around in the big tall grass. Other ones of them are in the water, and we've got more. We've got some spaniels coming out as well. We've got some beautiful dogs coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, some setters.
Setters.
So beautiful. We're having a great time here out at the Joey's Pet Outfitters Dog Park right here in Williamston. We've been broadcasting live. So on behalf of our producers in the studio, Desi Simmons, and out here on site, Mark Price, and on behalf of my co-host, Rick Bruce, and our host today, Derek Druschel from Joey's Pet Outfitters, this is Lee Cohen saying to all of you, please come on out, see the table, win some prizes, spin the wheel, and have a great time with your dog right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we'll see you again next week on 1320 WILS. Have a great week, everybody.
Funky dogs. Nasty dogs.
Covering Mid-Michigan with 25,000 watts of power, this is more complete.